Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Special effects today. I love it.
How do we rate?
Manuel Delay. That's right. We're so budget oriented here at Free Talk Live that we must import our special effects from Mexico.
It's cheaper to get another person to say delay than to buy the delay unit.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Because you can't get them.
Yeah. Well, you can. But
supply chain disruption. Yeah. It's easier to get a person.
Just like a car, the chips in the car, right? Like you couldn't buy a used car for, you know, I don't know, man, under like 10 grand, like a decent one for like the longest time.
Right.
Because of the...
Right, so you're pulling apart a digital delay to get the chip to work in your car, so you don't have the delay.
Yeah. it is Free Talk Live. Thank you for tuning in and listening, everybody. The telephone number, if you'd like to join us, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. Captain's Log, Stardate 08202023. With you tonight, it is myself, the authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will, joining us tonight.
Off-grid Angie.
And classic.
And, yes, filling in for Nikki Sunshine is off-grid Angie today. Welcome, Angie.
Wait, I thought I was filling in.
Filling in for Nikki is Ann Classic, and filling in for Ann Classic is off-grid Angie.
No, that's right. No, Steve Classic. Never mind. The captain continues.
We are trying to do a show. Right. We'll see how it goes. We have a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. The first thing I want to talk about tonight is this article from Scientific American. The headline reads, "Supercomputer will help decide whether to block the sun."
It's got to flip a coin.
This doesn't sound ominous at all.
Who built the supercomputer?
Who will build the supercomputer?
Who built the moon?
I mean, just the headline itself evokes all sorts of, like, fear-mongering, you know, stuff that folks have seen on science fiction television and movies over...
Who needs the sun?
It's not that important.
Get a spray tan. Come on.
It's only responsible for, well, just about everything as far as life is concerned on the planet. And it seems to me like if it really is a supercomputer, its decision is to be like, no, we don't need to block the sun because it's responsible for everything. Photosynthesis, vitamin D in humans, right? You know, your crops growing or not growing.
I find myself wanting to look up online right now whether or not the sun is required to construct a supercomputer.
If it's built at a solar, yeah, solar-powered...
Do you have a magic rectangle?
I do. Oh,
feel free. Yeah. The article says... Actually, this is just the subheading now. So the headline, supercomputer will help decide. So how many votes does it get, right?
It's a tying vote.
Is there like six people and they're, you know,
right,
at a standstill? They need a tiebreaker. They're going to
go to
the supercomputer.
Let's go to the supercomputer.
A new supercomputer, this is the subheading, a new supercomputer is helping climate scientists determine whether injecting human-made sun-blocking aerosols into the stratosphere would also alter thunderstorms and rainfall.
Doesn't this sound like chemtrails? Human-made? What are human? Wait, repeat that again. A human-made?
A new supercomputer, we got that,
yeah,
is helping climate scientists, okay, this group of people. Determine whether injecting human-made sun-blocking aerosols into the stratosphere would also alter thunderstorms and rainfall. Now, Chemtrails have been around as an idea, particularly amongst, in theory, conspiracy theorists.
Right. 50 right? Shades of Spray.
It's always 50 Shades of Spray. Very nice.
That movie?
Yeah. And everybody's been like, no, they don't do that. That's totally not what it is. Isn't this what that is?
Yeah, it's stratospheric aerosol injections.
Yeah.
That subtitle leads me to believe that it's almost implying that they've already been spraying some kind of like naturally occurring mineral or metal substance, and now this is somehow
right. Now they figured out, oh, we can't get enough of the natural stuff. We'll just synthesize something.
Human made. It made in a lab.
Are they making it out of humans?
Soylent Green are chemtrails.
Because, like, depending on the context here, you could misconstrue this to mean human-made, like, made out of humans.
Right.
Like,
they could liquefy people, put them into the aerosol injection, and spray humans.
Ooh. All right, so let's figure it out. A new supercomputer for climate research will help scientists study the effects of solar geoengineering, a controversial idea for cooling the planet by redirecting the sun's rays. Okay, first of all, humans don't need to be doing this, right?
Unless you don't want humans,
you're gonna mess with nature. That's not the word I wanted to use, but we're on the radio. you're gonna mess with nature, and that's what will happen is humans will screw it up, and the real danger is extinguishing ourselves.
Right.
Right. The Earth will be fine if we extinguish ourselves. It'll keep going and, life will keep going on and all that kind of thing. But if we extinguish ourselves, well, then we won't be around.
Well, everything is being blamed on climate change now. Canadian wildfires, Maui's on fire, climate change.
I'm so tired of climate.
It's just...
It's not...
The boy who cried wolf. It's like, come on, really?
They changed their name, too. It used to be, what was it before?
Global warming.
Yeah. Right. And it's like, okay... The Earth has been around.
Ozone was going to go away.
I remember the ozone.
The ozone hole.
The bozone. Right. Yeah, it's like a bald spot in the atmosphere.
Right.
That closed up. None of the fear mongering has come true. None of the things they were afraid of. Right. Like, oh, in 10 years, if we don't take care of this, we won't have an atmosphere. Well, it's been way more than 10 years.
I think Al Gore said that.
We've still got an atmosphere.
The clock is long past his prediction.
Yeah. So I'm so tired of all of that. The hubris of mankind to think that anything we do would have that level of impact on planet Earth, I think, is just insane.
I mean, it would just be easier to just build a giant fire truck and just send it to the sun and extinguish it. Why don't we do that?
Can't we just point a hose at the sun?
Spray the sun.
All right. Controversial idea for cooling the planet. Like, we don't need to cool the planet. The planet will keep itself exactly the temperature it needs to be at any given time.
Game of Thrones, winter is coming. It's gonna get cold.
What was that comment it made about, and it might affect some weather or storms?
Thunderstorms.
What was that it said?
It may affect thunderstorms?
Into the stratosphere. Injecting human-made sun-blocking aerosols into the stratosphere would also alter thunderstorms and rainfall. They want to find out whether or not it would also alter thunderstorms. They already know this. They've been doing it.
Right. It's unbelievable. Spraying aluminum. And, I've heard somewhere, and I have not verified this, but Monsanto has a patent on seeds that can grow in soil that has high concentrations of aluminum.
Really?
Now, why would they need to patent that seed?
Yeah. I don't understand.
Where's all this aluminum?
This is one of the other reasons that I'm against intellectual property.
Oh.
Right? Even as a musician, you would think that most people who are musicians, independent or otherwise, they all subscribe to IP. Not all of them, but like the majority of them do. And they're like, oh, and if they catch somebody using their stuff, they'll sue them or, send them a letter of cease and desist or whatever. And I'm just like, I put my music out there. Use it,
Yeah.
To me, it's a compliment. If somebody out there wants to use a piece of my music in, like, their film or something that their other project that they're doing or, sample a riff, put it in their song or whatever, cool. Great. That's awesome. Yeah. Like, I'll take as much of that as I can, right? Because I want to spread my message,
you know?
So when it comes to stuff like...
spray it from the sky.
Nature, right? Like, the patenting of seeds just shouldn't even exist. It shouldn't even be a thought. There shouldn't be somebody out there trying to, like, you know, whatever they're doing. Even if they're doing it naturally, right? They're crossbreeding a couple of different types of the same plant, and they're coming up with this new type of plant and by doing it a hybrid or whatever. Like, okay, that's great, but, like, you don't own that. That's nature interacting. You might have made that happen, but you should in no way, shape, or form own that.
Well, you can't patent anything that comes from nature. That's not possible, and so that's why they go tinkering.
Right.
But
they're still tinkering with nature to creating a bastardized form of like what was.
It's like they're trying to create a, not alternate, that's not the word I'm looking for, but like an adjacent nature or something somehow.
Yeah.
Where it's
right, they can
it's like
one
loophole
molecule
in the law, right?
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Oh, we can't patent nature, so we'll just make this little
right,
genetic.
We'll add a molecule to the end
what
of this.
What could go wrong?
Yeah.
I remember even as a kid growing up in the, you know, we'll say the 80s or whatever. So I'm, you know, I don't know, 10, 11 years old at the time, taking a road trip. You know, one of my parental units, we're driving past all these cornfields, right? And they're cornfields pretty common in Wisconsin, the rural areas anyway. And I remember one of the parental units saying something about, do you see that symbol there? That's for the people who do the genetic stuff. And, you know, stay away from that stuff, right? Like, I remember, like, even then, somebody, like, being knowledgeable enough to point out the symbol of the company who had these particular cornfields in this particular area of Wisconsin that were genetically modified.
Mm-hmm.
And say, bad. Those are bad.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Back then.
This particular person worked in the news industry, so that sort of explains, mm-hmm. you know, like, mm-hmm. why they were knowledgeable about that particular topic, but... even then, I'm like, yeah, that seems like it's not right, you know? I mean, I know people, like, crossbreed dogs all the time to, like, you know, come up with, like, show dogs and that kind of stuff. And I know, like, people who grow plants at home and gardeners and, you know, off-grid types, even before off-grid was a thing. Mm-hmm. It was just how people got by. They had multiple gardens.
It was called the 1800s.
It wasn't even that long ago, man.
Like, yeah, it was like 1950s.
Yeah, in the 50s or whatever. Like, yeah.
Just living.
Yeah, it was just how people got by. I remember my grandparents had two gardens at their house in the city, and then they had a property up north, a trailer, and they had another garden up there, plus some acreage where, like, some wild raspberries and blackberries and stuff like that grew. They took advantage of all of that,
right?
They rarely had to go to the grocery store, right? Maybe in the winter they'd run out of something that they could only have in the summer, or, you know, they ran out of, like, milk, right? But they were making their own bread. You know, they were making all their own baked goods, all that stuff. They had all the gear to do it and the knowledge, mm-hmm. you know, that had been passed down from their parents and, you know, all that kind of thing. And, like, I swear it was the mid-70s through the 80s. Yeah. All that went away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now if you can't get a Domino's pizza, you got to call 911. They're not delivering my pizza, man. Come
yeah.
on.
Yeah, that's true of my grandparents as well.
So I know that, like, my grandparents would do things like experiment with natural forms of hybridization, right? They're like, oh, if I grow this type of corn and this type of corn in the same field, maybe they'll pollinate each other and then I'll get this other type of corn, kind of a thing. And that wasn't uncommon to do because, yeah, you'd want the largest yield that you can get because you got a small plot of land and you're trying to get the most food out of it. Mm-hmm. That makes sense if it occurs in that fashion, not in a lab where you've, you know, spliced genes together or yep. taken genes out or whatever it is, and then, you know, oh, let's do some lab grows over here. Oops, they got out into the wild, and now you don't know what the heck's going on.
It's a hybrid watermelon and tomato. You can,
the water motto.
Well,
you could patent that.
You mentioned that, like, as a kid, you, like, already had that sense. My personal belief is that we're all born with, like, the innate knowledge of right and wrong, and that applies to nature and these types of topics, and it's just taught out of us and socialized out of us, some of us.
Oh, for certain, particularly in the public schools.
Scientized out of us. Is that a word? I might have just made
it. Yeah, propagandized, I think.
Yeah, there you go.
What's the indoctrinated?
Yeah.
Right. It's indoctrinated out of us, I think. And this is what kids learn in public schools, right? They learn. They don't learn. They don't get educated. They get schooled.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's a difference. Mm-hmm. If you want your children to be educated, don't put them in public schools.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, on the topic of this, the machine is named Derecho, Dereco, D-E-R-E-C-H-O. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. It began operating this month at the National Center for Atmospheric Research and will allow scientists to run more detailed weather models for research on solar geoengineering, said Kristen Rasmussen, a climate scientist at Colorado State.
Climate scientist in air quotes.
She's studying how human-made aerosols, which can be used to deflect sunlight, could affect rainfall patterns. I thought this was all, like, debunked, right? Oh, they're not doing that? They're not researching this?
That's what I'm thinking here is, like, we already know this stuff has been around forever, so is this another case this year of we're going to start dropping it in mainstream, we're going to start dropping it into the news, and, like, why?
I know that every time I see chemtrails, oh, it's going to rain tomorrow.
It's going to
rain tomorrow. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm not saying climate change or anything. I'm just making an observation in New Hampshire. This has been a wet summer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. If anything is thirsty in New Hampshire, they're not trying.
Right.
Because Dereco is 3.5 times faster than the previous NCAR supercomputer, her team can run more detailed models to show how regional changes to rainfall can be caused by the release of aerosols, adding to scientists' understanding of the risks from solar geoengineering, Rasmussen said. The machine will also be used to study other issues related to climate change.
Now, weren't aerosols the problem that caused the ozone to be depleted?
Yeah, it was all the...
We have to ban aerosols because it's depleting the ozone. Yeah, we need aerosols.
It was all the ladies and the glam metal bands from the 80s using Aquanet.
Right.
I was just going to say that. They guilted all of the girls. We were all making the perfect wave up front with the Aquanet.
The big front
poof.
And then
all of a sudden you were like, oh my God, like I can't use Aquanet because...
Bad for the ozone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, then like ozone bangs came back and like the 70s feathered hair came back.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Then Nirvana put it into the whole glam metal thing.
Well, hopefully, I actually attribute thrash metal for doing that.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, in a time where everybody was, like, super over-decorated, which was glam metal, pop music at the time, think of, like, early Madonna, where you had, like, 3,000 bracelets on both arms, 17 earrings, you know, in each ear, you know, all that kind of stuff. And like, glam metal took that to an extreme where, like, dudes were poofing up their hair and dressing in all these, like, you know, all these
women's
lace
clothes.
And, you know, all that kind of stuff, fishnets and all that kind of stuff, just way over-decorated, right? Thrash metal comes along, and they're wearing, like, a white T-shirt and jeans.
Right.
You know,
shorts
and
cutoffs,
looking more like fans that would attend a concert than people putting on a concert, and so that drew me to them because I'm like, oh, this is real. This isn't fake. There used to be a term that was thrown around by the thrash metal bands and even punk rockers called posers.
Oh yeah,
those guys are posers, right?
It's posers,
glam rock posers, right? Mm-hmm. You know, because like they're about the image, not about the substance of the music and the, you know, the lyrics and all that kind of stuff. And all of the popular music was love songs. It was crappy love songs, right? In one way or another. Either it's, you know, hey, I'm happy because I'm in love, or no, I'm depressed and angry because, like, we broke up or whatever, you know, no longer in love. Or somebody I know broke up with somebody else and I'm in the middle of it or whatever. This was the lyrical, you know, subject matter largely of popular music back in the day. And so thrash metal comes along, and they're singing about nuclear holocausts and, you know, whatever's going on in the world and, like, you know, news topics, Peace Sells but Who's Buying, right, and all that kind of stuff. The video for Peace Sells and Who's Buying has a bit in it where, like, sort of midway through the song, they show, like, a kid sitting in front of the TV, and he's watching the news, right? It's actually the video. So it's a meta kind of a thing. The kid's sitting in front of him. And, like, the dad comes in. The music drops. And he's like, hey, I got to change the channel. It's time for the news. And he turns around and he goes, but, Dad, this is the news.
Yeah.
Right? And that was, like, you know, amongst the people listening to thrash metal, they were like,
that's
hell
the message. Yeah.
That's great. That's really what's going on. And so, you know, pre-internet, you know, we didn't have the ability to research things. We didn't have independent media. We didn't have people looking into things that you could get a different opinion, right? And so to an extent, that little bit, even though it was designed to be tongue-in-cheek, was true. Like, people were getting their news from alternative music. So,
kind of cool.
Take that for what it's worth. Back to the chemtrails.
No, I'm sorry. Stratospheric aerosol injections. What do they call? Stratospheric.
There's no acronym for it. To understand the specific impacts on thunderstorms, we require the use of very high-resolution models that can be run for many, many years, Rasmussen said. This faster supercomputer will enable more simulations at longer time frames and at higher resolution than we can currently support. The announcement from NCAR comes after the Biden administration released a report Friday that offered measured support for researching solar geoengineering as a way to slow the rise of global temperatures. They're assuming that global temperatures
are rising.
They're also assuming that they're rising at an unnatural rate. Human beings haven't been around long enough for us to even know that much about whether or not it's natural.
Right. My Commodore 64 could probably predict better than that supercomputer.
Maybe. NCAR is funded largely through the National Science Foundation, an independent agency of the federal government.
No, wait, really?
Yeah. That is a BS term. Independent agency of the federal government? No. I'm sorry. If you're part of the federal government, the last thing you are is an independent agency.
Right. A subsidiary of the World Economic Forum.
The White House report follows an open letter by more than 60 leading scientists calling for more research, more money, into what is often called solar radiation modification. Chemtrails. One method of altering Earth's natural systems to fight climate change. European Union policymakers also issued a statement last week calling for an international assessment of the risks related to geoengineering. These technologies introduce new risks to people and ecosystems, while they could also increase power imbalances between nations, spark conflicts, and raise a myriad of ethical, legal, governance, and political issues, the EU statement said.
But that's what they want. They want the power struggles. They want the chaos. They want the riots.
They want control.
Control, right. Problem, reaction, solution.
I will have to commend the author, or at least the editor of this particular article.
See if it was written by AI. You scroll down, sometimes it says this article generated by AI. Have you seen those articles?
Is this from Scientific American?
But it's this article generated by the supercomputer in question.
Exactly. The supercomputer wrote that article. Hey, give me more money. And I'm not super enough.
Minho Kim is an intern of E&E News. So that's the only listed author. It is reprinted, at any rate. I would like to commend them for saying raises a myriad of ethical, legal, governance, and political issues instead of saying raises myriad ethical, legal, governance, and political issues. That is a preference that, I like better.
Good grammar.
603-283-6160. What are your thoughts on geoengineering, the climate change, and chemtrails? Give us a call. More Free Talk Live. It's coming up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Tropical Storm Hilary has made landfall in northern Baja. The storm is expected to dump a year's worth of rain on Southern California and parts of Nevada and Arizona over the next few days. Hawaii Governor Josh Green says his state has seen as many fire emergencies this month as it had in the last 50 years. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Green said he wishes sirens had gone off for the wildfires in Maui, but added that the sirens are typically used for tsunamis. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he was never made aware of any broad-based declassification of documents by former President Trump. Pence's comments on ABC's This Week were consistent with what former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows reportedly told investigators for Special Counsel Jack Smith. Oppenheimer has surpassed $700 million at the box office globally. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
We're live.
We're live.
We're talking. We're, well,
we're somewhat free.
Yeah, we
as free as we can be.
We can work on that. We want to be free. We right. desire to be free.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm a new Luther maniac.
Y'all and y'all.
Yeah, are y'all Luther maniacs or
all y'all?
My favorite southernism.
Y'all or y'all? All y'all.
Are y'all gone or are all y'all gone?
That's great.
It's a subset of
if anyone uses that y'all. Phrase, call us up and let's run that by us.
I did a little span of work probably a decade ago in Texas, kind of around the South, and it is amazing. I think within 2 weeks I picked that up. And I brought it home with me.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all.
It's catchy.
The thing I remember from Texas is, yeah, buddy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. buddy.
Yeah, buddy. Or tell you what.
Just preface the sentence with
tell you what.
I remember when I was in the South, people who would, you know, like if their kids were getting out of hand, like their son, now, boy. You know, everything was boy. Yeah. I'm like, wow, is this Foghorn Leghorn? What's going on, man? I spent a lot of time in the Panhandle around Panama City, Florida, Pensacola sort of area in between there, or Southern Alabama, as I like to call it.
Oh, yeah.
And I picked it up, too. I ended up working on a commercial fishing boat, and I was down in Campeche Bay. It was Christmas, Right. So it's, you know, 88 degrees and sunny. I'm out on the deck of the fishing boat, you know, on the radio, doing a ship to shore call collect to my parents. They're paying for it. They weren't happy about the phone bill when they got it. But they were like, who are you? They didn't recognize my voice because I was like, hey, how you doing? They were like, are you sure you're you? Like, tell us something only you would know.
Yeah. That's something you got to have with the new chatbots and whatnot that can mimic your voice.
Right.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah. I did just hear about that.
It'll knock off your voice,
yep.
And then it'll call you and like, oh my god, it sounds like my son.
Yeah. There's.
Can you give me your credit card number? Okay.
I was mentioning this on one of the two shows yesterday. I think it was Beard Talk Live, that there are already services. This is straight out of an episode of Black Mirror. If you haven't seen that series, I highly recommend it.
Yeah,
it's an amazing series, but. In that series, they have a story where dude goes out, you know, him and his wife, you know, he goes out, he gets into a car accident and dies. And so she's left at the house all alone or whatever. And she gets an email from the dead husband's email address, right? Hey, it's me, right? Kind of thing. It's super creepy. And it goes on and, like, it says, hey, give me access to, like, all of the social media and, like, any voicemails you have, any recordings you have, and, you know, I'll accurately mimic, you know, your husband, right? And so she's like, sure, somehow, right, because she's all messed up in the head about him being dead or whatever, and she gives it access, and it accurately gives a voice, just like you're talking about, of the dead guy. Now, that the episode carries it further. I won't spoil it for you, but this service already exists.
Right.
Right? You can do exactly that. You can employ a service. You can hand over all of the voice messages, any recorded voice recordings you have of your dead significant other or dead family member. You can give them access to, like, their social media, their Facebook, their Twitter, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it will attempt to mimic that for you.
You mean the supercomputer will do this when it's not doing the climate change stuff?
I'm waiting for that service that I'm talking about, the mimicking the dead person, to get together with AI.
Yeah, right.
Right. Because then it'll, and then, like, you know, and these are the beginnings of human consciousness living in the cloud.
Right. Well, I mean, you could have a chatbot girlfriend and just tell everything. Well, I mean, who is that person? You know, what spy agency are you telling all your secrets to?
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
I read something about that recently, and it was part of an article, like a, I don't know if it was like Psychology Today or something. I don't know why I would have been looking at that. But they were saying that it'll help people cope with their losses because they can carry on that. And I'm like, that will help us to have literally no coping skills left,
right,
which we're already
right.
dangerously close to.
Yeah.
Right, because part of coping is, or getting over the loss of a loved one, is the absence of them.
Right.
If their presence is still around, albeit in just a digital form, you know, of some sort of mimicked ghost, then that is not helping you.
Right.
It's actually prolonging your blues, right?
Right, you're grieving something completely different. You're not actually grieving like that specific loss.
Right.
That
it's,
you have.
It's an unnatural occurrence.
Again, with the unnatural.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now you have to have a safe word whenever someone calls you. Like, that only they would know.
But then once you use the safe phrase or whatever you have, it's going to know it.
You got to have a rolling numbers or something, or rolling.
Mm-hmm.
We could talk more about this, but let's go to the phones and see who we have. Unscreened caller, what's your name, please?
Hi, my name's Denise.
Hi, Denise. You are live on the air on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I wanted to see what y'all's take was on the pipeline in Africa that's supposed to be supplying Europe, and the fact that our military is dropping, you know, military equipment on the borders of Niger, and the people there want us out of there.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Your phone dropped off just at the beginning of that. You said you wanted to know our opinion on a something. What was the first part?
On the pipeline.
The pipeline.
The pipeline that's now going to maybe be shut down that's supposed to be running through Niger to supply Europe with energy.
Why would they want a pipeline for energy for Europe?
Right.
They're trying to freeze everyone out. Right? It's bad for the environment. Global warming. You can't have pipelines. Shut down the pipelines. That's my take.
Global.
And if it's going somewhere in Africa, they probably they'll be able to get it through if they adopt a CBDC for their country. Then we can get the pipeline through.
Right, but they're pushing all the troops out. They don't want us there. They don't want France there.
Oh.
They've actually signed up with the Wagner group for security.
The Wagner group. Where did we hear that term before? Ukraine. Right?
Right. Well, I mean,
private security force?
For Russia, yeah. But that's what I mean, is most of the country, most of Africa now is, basically partnering up with the Wagner group for, their military now, and they don't want us there, they don't want anybody there, and they're warning their people of blackouts and wartime, and I feel like we're picking a fight with Africa over a pipeline that doesn't even affect us. And
it wouldn't be the first time either, right? I mean, it could be a setup, right? It could be, somebody's trying to goad somebody into something, which is my gut instinct on this one. But it also could be, sort of playing the long game of chess. Right. Oh, we're going to make these moves until we get our way with something else that hasn't been uncovered yet. The politicians have all sorts of secret meetings with each other to determine what their next moves are. And, we're far from privy from all of that. With the pipeline involvement, that just seems false to me because, we're going to deliver more available energy to a highly populated area? That seems like it should be a thing, especially with the rising prices of things like electricity. The world needs more of that delivered, more efficient and faster in order for those prices to come down because of inflation that's happening globally.
Right. Well, I mean, they're not going to benefit from it. Nobody in Africa is going to benefit from it.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, I think they're getting hip to the... hip to the jig on them, if you will. But.
Well, I think they're probably putting pressure on this, whatever the African country is, to get this thing through. They don't want to go through. Well, then, if you don't want it to go through, we got the military sitting on your border. And if we want to clear this up, we'll put the pipeline through. If you capitulate the CBDCs for your country, and then we'll put you on World ID, and then they'll get the people to go along with it. They'll do some type of regime change in there, and,
Or they'll just hold it hostage until, the Europeans are like, okay, we'll pay your price.
Right.
Right. Well, and then, it's basically like us picking a fight with Russia at this point because most of Africa has signed up for this private security and, I just wonder if that would affect us over here as far as the war with Russia goes again. We're already...
Well, I mean, we could put solar panels in our house, but the AI supercomputer is probably going to say, block the sun. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. And they just passed a new defense bill.
Authorization Act? Defense Authorization Act.
Yes, the Defense Authorization Act. And they... with their right to ban any application that's been just basically snuck in there, this little part of it saying, we can just ban any application or any service that we don't feel is, giving accurate information or is, and it's in, the infodemic,
disinformation, misinformation, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a story for show prep yesterday about how Google is positioning itself to be the decider of what is official information and what isn't, banning most independent social media from search results. So if you're using Google as your preferred search engine and you're anticipating finding results from independent media, independent journalists, independent bloggers and writers and regular folk, you're not going to find it because They're gonna say, nope, that's not, quote, real news, unquote.
Right, it's the Googleization. We were listening to this earlier, that if you type in Fast and Furious and you want to see about gun running in Mexico, the only thing that shows up is, like, car movies.
The movie, right, yeah.
And it's all Barry Diesel. Yeah, right, that's all it is.
Yeah, and in Canada, I'm sorry, in Canada right now, Canada passed some sort of a law that says, Hey, if you're a major social media company, Facebook, right, for example, you're going to need to pay us or pay them some percentage of money in order to rebroadcast the news. And so
it's not fair use.
They've all just said, okay, we're not going to have news then.
Wow.
And so it has, of course, been a wide brush with which they've painted the news. And so people who aren't a traditional news media outlet are also getting
shadow banned
and, and all sorts of stuff. It's all gone horribly wrong because, well, what is news? Who decides what news is? Right. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Facebook and, what's the other one?
Mm-hmm.
Instagram.
Thank you.
Yeah,
so right now in Canada, you can't get, like, the Canadian broadcast news through your social media.
Wow. Because they won't pay for it.
Well, because the government says they have to pay for it, where previously they
didn't.
It's
fair use.
Yeah, it's just fair use.
Right.
Like, I don't understand the news position on this, because if you're a news broadcaster, your job is to get the largest reach you can.
Broadcast,
yes. Thank you. Yeah. It's as if it's in the name.
It's like something you made up.
It is.
They're only gonna broadcast the things that are gonna benefit them as a company, BlackRock and Vanguard.
Sure, but what they're doing is they're using the guns of government to force the social media companies to pay. This is an extortion racket, is what it is. Mm-hmm. Plain and simple. They went to the government and said, hey, pass this bill. And the government said, sure, we'll pass this bill, forcing the social media companies to have to pay for the privilege of rebroadcasting something that's already in the public domain.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when the police are involved with something and someone's filming, they'll play music so it gets taken down on YouTube.
Right. Yeah, something copywritten. They'll play in the background so that if the video of their transgression shows up online,
it'll get taken down.
It gets flagged by the algorithm.
Wow. Well, welcome to another lovely year.
Indeed.
Election year. It's going to be fun.
Hey, Denise.
Oh, well, thank you, guys.
Thank you for the call. Have a good day. There's so much of that going on right now. There's all this, like, sort of, I mean, inflation is kicking up, right? We're seeing, hyperinflation is just a step away.
September 1st.
Right?
I feel like Canada is just a cautionary tale for the U.S., too.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to surmise a year into the future, just have a look at Canada right now.
Yeah, and 10 years is China.
Yeah.
Right? So, mm-hmm. These are all very, Australia, somewhere in between the two, mm-hmm. right? Probably 5 years or something, right?
Yeah.
Is what it's going to look like.
Three.
thereabouts.
With inflation, it's three. We thought it was five, but with inflation, it's three.
Like, just as few as 10, 12 years ago, there was a whole bunch of independent media warning about the police state, like, and how the U.S. is becoming those are all gone now because it happened.
Yeah.
Well, the Patriot Act
is a police state now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The problem is that so many people didn't notice that it happened, and now it's gone, and they're not hearing about it anymore because it already happened.
Right.
But they never...
Right.
They never noticed.
Nobody noticed. Nobody. Yeah. They're too comfortable. People are way too comfortable.
Or busy. Way too busy.
Yeah.
To pay the taxes.
I have had this conversation recently with a friend of mine from back out west. The question came up to, like, how do you know about all this stuff? And I'm like, well, I don't have kids. I make an effort, right? Also, I do this show, and so I have to stay on top of, like, current events. You know, I have to pay attention to what's in the news, show prep, all that kind of stuff. I try to keep up with some of the other hosts and the other shows that are on the Free Talk Live network now. I can't. It's impossible to keep up with it all. So I have to sort of pick and choose what might interest me or what makes me go, oh, man, I got to talk about this, right? But it is about time and effort, right? And I think you hit on something, Angie, that most people, like if you got to have a two-income household because you're raising kids, right? You know, if you're not growing anything yourself.
Side hustle.
Right, yeah. You don't have time to think about what government is doing to you and how they're wronging you and how it's all just a sham, right? You don't have a lot of time to dedicate to that because you're busy just trying to pay your bills.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And this is the status of the United States of America right now. People are way too distracted, busy, if you will, to be able to invest the time and money into figuring out what's actually going on. Hopefully, we here at Free Talk Live provide the public service to folks in trying to bring to light some of these things that are going on.
Well, you can invest 3 hours of your time listening to Free Talk Live and investigating, or you can just spend all Sunday on the couch watching NFL starting in September. Depends on where you want to direct your time.
Well,
your
it's preseason already, so.
All right, preseason. Yeah. Well, you never know. But, I mean, your friend says, how do you know so much? But someone who knows so much, imagine how much you still don't know.
Oh, no,
astonishing.
They said that. I'm like, I don't really know anything now. I'm just a guy, right? You know, like, I can read and, you know, I pull some, you know, I read articles and stuff. But, like, you know, I'm not smarter than, you know, I might be smarter than some people, but, you know, I'm not. If I'm above average, it's not that far above average.
You're
right?
Not a Harvard grad, are you?
No. I'm basically just a dork. I have moments of genius, is what I like to describe it as. Right. Every now and again, yeah, I'll be going through life. I'm just a basic dork, and then I'll say something to some people. People will be like, "That's pretty good," or "That's a smart move." Right.
Like barbecue.
And that'll be my moment of genius. Yeah. You know, for I'll get two or three of them in a year or something like that, and that's really about it. It's just that. You know, I've been able to dedicate some time to it.
Yeah, this is where you've chosen to direct your free time and energy is towards these subjects versus someone else. But and I think not only are people busy because of, 2 to 3 income households and all that, but also that it's you mentioned effort. And it's even if you have some free time, a lot of people are just so tired from their busy lifestyles, kind of soulless, you know, corporate clock in, clock out lifestyles. And I think health has a lot to do with it as well.
Mental health.
I was certainly there. I spent a lot of time in sort of the corporate technology environment, startup companies and tech companies and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for those opportunities because I was able to afford my lifestyle. I was able to be a musician for 22 years in the Seattle area. And, you know, that was the fuel for my art, right? My art never paid for itself. It's not that I never got paid. We got paid frequently. It was just the investment always exceeded the amount that we received in return.
Yep.
And so there was never really a profit.
Right, but that's just monetary, what you got out of it.
Right. What I got out of it was...
You can't put a price on it.
No, I can't. I got out like a brotherhood of musicians.
Right.
Right? And I mean that in, you know, encompassing all genders, right?
Right.
It wasn't just men, but like there
groupies.
A large group of musicians, rock and roll style, heavy metal style musicians in the Seattle area, that all know each other, and they will all get together and do charity events.
Mm-hmm.
And these charity events are like family reunions. Like, oh, Dave, I haven't seen you since. Oh, you're in this band now? Right. Not that. Oh, no, you're still in that band, but you're in two bands now, or three bands.
Song,
Yeah, all that kind of stuff.
You built community out of it.
Yes. And also helped community,
mm-hmm.
you know, gave assistance when we could and, you know, where we thought it was necessary, depending on, you know, what you were into and, you know, that kind of a thing. But, lifelong friendships. Like, I was talking the other day about even though I moved from Seattle to New Hampshire, I used to move a lot before I moved to Seattle, you know, every couple of years on average, something like that. And I've been all around the country in different places and that kind of thing. The move from Seattle to New Hampshire is the first time I've retained friendships from the previous place. because it's easier now, right? You got cell phones and apps and, right. you know, messaging and social media and all that kind of crap. So it's way easier to stay in touch with people now than it has ever been. And so I've been able, not all of them, but some key friends from back in the Seattle area, I talk to sometimes daily, mm-hmm. you know? And so that's amazing to me that, like, that's happened. And I've actually been able to get in touch with some people from, you know, a couple of moves ago, other places that I've lived through social media and that kind of thing. So there is benefits to all of this, but it's just easier now with the advent of technology. So I don't want to sit here and, you know, fearmonger technology, because my position is technology is a tool.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a hammer. A hammer can be used to build a house or to bash somebody's brain in.
Right.
Like, no, to kill a person.
Kill a person.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. It's
the person behind the tool using right. the tool.
Mm-hmm.
So it's never the technology itself that you need to fear. It's the person directing the technology, mm-hmm. right? So, like, AIs can do a bunch of amazing things and might well be so important that we can't fathom existing without them in the very near future. Are they going to take over and kill you? No. What's going to happen is there's going to be some evil people
yeah.
who are using AI for their evil purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be some good people using AI for their good purposes. And the story is just going to continue about mankind. There's going to be a set of psychopaths trying to control everybody. And there's going to be a set of non-psychopaths going, hey, we'll all be way better off with more freedom for everyone.
Mm-hmm. You just flashed me back to like 70s and 80s movies where there's always the point where it's like, this is amazing, but what if it falls into the wrong hands?
Right. Right. And that's where most folks think, oh, we need government for that.
Well,
to keep it out of the wrong. No, government is the wrong hands.
But AI, you would look at AI, anything done by AI, as not being right-leaning or left-leaning, right? A computer, how could it be right-leaning or left-leaning?
It can't.
But it's basically aggregating all of this stuff over the Internet. So if you want the AI computer to talk about Fast and Furious, well, it's going to take the first 50 results of Google, which is all about the movie. And then, and it also was a gun-running thing under the Obama administration.
Right.
Like, write an article about that.
Right. You have to know in advance that there are two different things labeled Fast and Furious in order to tell the AI which one you want it to execute a task about.
Mm.
You have to know that in advance. You can't depend on AI knowing that.
So it's not that much, that's not that intelligent.
Right. AI is just, it's smart. No, it's a dumb program.
It's garbage in, garbage out.
It only will deliver what the task is that you set it out to do. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way. Give us your calls and thoughts on AI. More coming up.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family.
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.